Track 1, the turning circle.
You should now be standing in the turning circle with the Abbey in front and Lime Tree Avenue behind you.
The turning circle was where carriages would turn around after dropping off guests to the country house, which was owned by the Savile family from 1626. It was also a meeting point for the men of the Savile family to begin the hunting season. Hunting was an extremely popular sport with the upper classes, and the hunting party would assemble here. After the invention of the motor car in the late 19th century, cars began to replace carriages as the main form of transport. Lord Savile and his guests were quick to replace their carriages with the new technology of the motor car. The change from carriages to cars caused quite a conflict between the traditional footmen and the chauffeurs, as the footmen believed that the new technology of the motor car could lead to them being made redundant. Now turn around so the abbey is behind you. You will see an avenue of trees leading up to the western gates, which is called Lime Tree Drive. This was created in 1841 by the 8th Earl of Scarborough. At the end of the drive are the original wrought iron gates bearing the Lumley Savile coat of arms. Across the busy A614 road, you will also notice West Lodge, now a private house but once the residence of Lord Savile's gatekeeper. In Edwardian times, the gatekeeper had a phone line directly to the Rufford Abbey butler to alert him whenever any visitors were approaching. When events were held here at the Abbey, many people would meet here and use the steps at the turning circle for group commemorative photographs, both servants and royalty alike. King Edward VII, the Playboy King, often visited Rufford Abbey. He travelled by train to Ollerton Station and was then driven by limousine or carriage to Rufford. The King's party usually included at least 16 people, one of them being Alice Keppel, the King's mistress, who stayed with him during the night, even though she was married herself. This was accepted, and she was an official member of the King's entourage. The King visited Rufford to attend society balls or sporting occasions. He particularly enjoyed shooting on the estate and attending the horse racing at Doncaster Races. Fox hunting and shooting was becoming seen as a growing activity for women. In 1922, there were 25 women hunters for every one there had been in 1880. The Savile family weren't always resident at the Abbey. Part of the year was usually spent at their London residence, but while the family were at Rufford, a large staff served them. The house was often busy, especially when the Savile family were in residence. From an inventory made at the time, we know that in 1856, the country house consisted of 24 servants, 12 gardeners, and 13 stable workers. The wider estate employed 197 members of staff, plus 24 women or boys, and 6 part-time workers.
Now, please make your way up the stone steps and stop at the entrance to the house.